Here with head coach Norm Riker of the women's soccer team for Wittenberg University, coming off of a Sweet 16 year last year, 18-3-3. Coach, obviously you lose a number of seniors, but a lot of excitement for this upcoming year.
There is a lot of excitement. For one, you know, we've had a lot of success, and I know the players in this year's team want to build on that success.
Well, you lose nine seniors, including your goalkeeper. Obviously, that's the biggest question mark coming into this upcoming season. You've got a senior in Jordan Bambarger, as well as a couple of freshmen. How have the first couple of weeks of the season gone for you guys in terms of filling in that position?
You know, Jordan comes in, although not a lot of time under her belt, but with a lot of experience. She trained with Megan O'Rourke, who is an All-American, for 3 years. Jordan is an exceptional keeper, but because she played behind an All-American, just didn't get the minutes and goal. With the spring season we had and our trip to Europe, Jordan's now logged lots of minutes and has worked out a lot of kinks and I think a lot of nerves. She's playing very, very well. We're very happy with, one, her technical game. She uses her feet very well, very smart player there, and has made some great saves and cut out a lot of chances and ended plays for us, which is what we need. So we're feeling very confident with Jordan. She's a captain and a leader and a great goalkeeper.
Well, obviously the expectations are very high. You return another All-American in Suzanne Medwitt. In filling in around her, how do you expect her to perform and take a leadership role now that she's a senior on this team?
It's a good question, and we play with a triangle in our midfield. We graduate an academic All-American in Amanda Farrell, and probably the Iron Woman of this program, Lindsay Rush, who just played an exceptional role with Suzanne, is that holding midfielder. So we're putting some new people into those spots, and they're adjusting very well. And you know, it's going to take a little bit of time, but I feel we've done a great job adjusting, putting people around Suzanne that will, again, encourage Suzanne to keep playing the way that she needs to play. But I think with Suzanne's leadership and her ability to make players around her better, already we're seeing the results of that.
Well, this is a team that only gave up 8 goals the entire 2007 season. You talk about this team this year. You obviously lose those 9 seniors. Is defense still going to be a strength of this team?
It is. We return, I want to say, 3 of the 4 starters in the back. And also Kelly Foley, who didn't start but played a majority of minutes in the back. So really our back four is intact, and I feel very good about that. And really, with Suzanne as an anchor, we really only had to fill in that one spot where Lindsay Rush has left. So we're feeling very confident about our defense. But with our program, our defense starts with our forwards, and we have a bunch of returners up there as well who put pressure on the ball in the attacking third and make it very difficult for teams to even get out of their own end. So that helps us in the back. I'm very confident with our formation and shape in the back, and we're doing great stuff. And we're able to also put some other players in there that are getting some growing pains and some time as we move forward into this season.
Well, taking a look at those new players, you bring in a 18-player crop of freshmen coming in. You expect a number of those to see immediate contributions?
Well, actually, I want to say it's 19 freshmen and one transfer, so it's 20, which is a staggering number. But I think it speaks to the, you know, to the strengths of our program. One, you know, Wittenberg is a great university and a great place to come to get an education. As a soccer program, I think we're doing it right. One of the things that we're able to offer these players is a chance to be part of a great program with a great tradition and understand that they have to be, one, first and foremost, good people, second, good students, and third, then good soccer players. And I think what we're doing here is we're able to have these players be part of a great program, and they're players. They're not spectators, even though the number is big. And we can explain some of that later down the road, but we're able to keep 39 players very busy right now.
And part of that has involved a addition of a JV schedule. You have 8 JV games as of latest count. Talk about the potential of having some sort of a breeding ground in order to bring some of these players up.
Absolutely. You know, the reserve schedule, as I like to call it, has been part of our program, I want to say, since 2003. This is probably the most established it's been, but this is not new to our program and not new to our players. The numbers are bigger than they've ever been, and that's where the change is happening. It is a breeding ground. It's a place to develop. It's a place to offer opportunity. It's a place to make people get better and feel like they're part of something. And we feel that the reserve team is an incredible opportunity to grow, develop, and get better. And as coaches, as we've referred to it with our players, to prove us wrong. Show us that you need to be playing with the first team. Show us that you need to have opportunities with that top team there. We right now will be graduating a class of 7 seniors. I know 5 of them have all played in reserve games before their senior year. So for that, you know, that speaks to volumes of what we do and how we can develop our players.
Well, shifting our focus to the schedule, obviously a very difficult non-conference schedule to kick off the season. It's Alma and Olivet upcoming this weekend, and then you've got some regional powerhouses, Transylvania as well as Center, Mount St. Joseph's, Wilmington. The list goes on and on for a non-conference schedule.
There are no easy games, and we do that for a reason. You know, we cannot take a day off. Every game matters. Every play matters. Every ball matters. And that's kind of one of our philosophies, and I think it's what has helped us have our success over the years. You know, by playing tough games in and out, we are ready for anyone and everybody, and we know that anyone on any day can beat us. And I think that having that attitude that you have to come into every game ready, prepared, and that there will be no easy victories, I think hardens us when it comes to the national tournament and to our conference.
Wittenberg University head coach Norm Riker ranked 15th in the NSCAA preseason poll. Now, in reference to playing a very difficult non-conference schedule, is that because the expectation has now been making a statement to the rest of the region and perhaps the rest of the country regarding the quality of your program?
There are a few reasons. The first is having a tough non-conference schedule helps your ranking when it comes to an at-large bid in the region. So if we were not to win our conference and get an automatic qualifier, having strong regional opponents and getting some success there is going to help you get an at-large bid. At the same time, our conference is arguably the top 3 or 4 in the country, if not the top in the country, when it comes to play. So we need to prepare ourselves for that conference schedule, and there's no better way to do it than to have tough, you know, in-region games or non-conference games. We also feel that, Ohio is a hotbed of soccer, and, you know, everywhere you turn, there's a great team to play, and we're not going to duck from anyone.
Well, taking a look at that conference schedule, obviously Denison is going to be back and looking to gun you guys down. Ohio Wesleyan is looking to be better as well. And then you see other teams, Ohio or Worcester and Allegheny are looking to rebuild as well. Obviously, as you alluded to earlier, a very difficult conference. You guys now have the target on your back. How do you adjust?
Well, fortunately, we've had the target on our back now for at least a year because we won the conference in 2006. And we came in ranked number one in 2007, and we defended that crown. So now, again, that target is probably even bigger. And it's funny, you know, we have a great conference. The teams who finished eighth and ninth in our conference was our game. One of those games we won in overtime, and the other game we won 2-1, arguably some of our toughest games. So that speaks to the volume and the strength of the conference. And any team on any given day can beat us, and we know that, and there are no easy games, as I said before, and we just feel that, you know, we're proud to play in the toughest conference in the country.
Well, one final question, Coach. You alluded to it earlier, the European trip, obviously a great opportunity. You went to Germany as well as Belgium and the Netherlands. Talk about, first of all, how did that trip come about, and then second of all, the experience getting to take a lot of your players over there and play in Europe.
We wanted to do this as a coaching staff. It's part of my philosophy to, you know, kind of, you know, broaden our horizon a little bit. And a trip to Europe, you can do it every 3 years with the NCAA. And it was something we wanted to do. We did the first trip in 2005, and we wanted to give the players in our program that same opportunity in 2008. I'm proud to say that I believe all 24 students that went with us went to Europe for the first time, which to me is you know, I'm proud of that. I think to give players this opportunity to not only see the world, but to play soccer in a hotbed of Europe is a great experience, not to mention the culture and the travel. And then just getting to know each other on the road. It was an incredible, incredible experience. Great travel. We saw, you know, beautiful cities of Amsterdam and Paris, not to mention some great teams that we played against. And you saw different styles of play. and different soccer cultures. And that was a real growing experience and a lot of fun for us.
Well, it sounds like a lot of fun and a lot of high expectations coming up for this 2008 campaign. Gets kicked off on Saturday, Alma College, and then on Sunday, Olivet. And we wish you the best of luck this upcoming season.
Thank you very much.
That's women's soccer coach Norm Riker as his ladies look to build on a Sweet 16 performance last year, 18-3-3, and they start the 2008 season at 15th in the country, according to the NSCAA preseason poll. We're going to have some of those games brought to you on the internet at Stretch Internet. You can check out the Wittenberg University Athletic webpage for all the action kicking off this weekend for a 4 o'clock meeting between, or pardon me, a 6 o'clock meeting between the Tigers and the Alma Scots.